For WNCW, I'm Stina Sieg. When humorist and speaker Jeannie Robertson talks, it's impossible not to listen. And it's not just because she's funny or because she's 6'2". It's because she's real. For the last 49 years, the former Miss North Carolina has made a living speaking in front of crowds across the country. She doesn't tell jokes. Instead, she tells it like it is, using real-life situations to make people laugh. She'll be doing it this Thursday at 7 p.m. at Lake Junaluska's Stewart Auditorium. She recently spoke to me about her good-hearted humor and about how being Miss North Carolina helped her discover it.
I was the tallest contestant to ever be in the, as we say in the South, the Miss America pageant. And that year that I was Miss North Carolina, I got to give more than 500 little speeches, and I found out I could make people laugh. And the week after I gave up the title, I gave 3 speeches at meetings, and I just kept going forward.
When you were 19 and you figured out that you were funny, did it surprise you?
No, I had always. I had never been the class clown, but I did some zany things. But the opportunity to speak, and I heard the audience laugh, and I said, whoa, I really like that. And with so many opportunities, I could speak at a breakfast. And then at lunch, I was doing a different group of people with the same material. And I had the opportunity to develop a lot of material and actually develop my style before I ever met other speakers or had ever heard of the National Speakers Association. I don't think it was even in existence then.
So how would you describe what your shows are like now? What makes a Jeannie Robertson show a Jeannie Robertson show?
Well, I guess from my natural personality, I like to meet people, and that's where I get material, of course. And, of course, being a speaker all these years, you don't just walk on stage and come off. You meet everybody at the receptions and so forth. So when the people come to my shows, I'm usually out in the lobby ahead of time welcoming them, and then I'm there till the last one leaves. That's just the way we've always done things. They are able to sit in the audience, and they can bring their mothers or their teenagers and enjoy things without having to do a lot of explaining going home. They can sit there and listen to the stories that I tell, and I honestly say to themselves, jeepers, she's been living in my house. She's saying the same things that happened to me, they've happened to her. And I put the funny twist on it, and that's what I want. I won't end the shows for an hour and a half or whatever my length is, for them to sit there and laugh, not be offended, and hurt from laughing so much even when they leave, and the whole time thinking, the same thing happened to me. And they also may look around and realize, people in here who don't seem to be exactly like I am are laughing at the same thing. We have a lot in common in this world.
So for most people, the idea of talking in front of a crowd is one of the most frightening things they can imagine.
I know. I believe in some places it's been either one or two, and the funny thing is that the other one is a fear of heights, and here I am, a 6'2" speaker up on a stage. But for me, I just always assume that I'm talking to one person. If I'm talking to one person or two people at lunch, and I say something funny and they laugh, it'd probably work in a crowd, too. It has to be developed into a piece of material. It is not that simple. But I think too many times people get up to speak, and it's very formal, and they've written it out, and they've got it exactly grammatically correct for writing, and we perhaps don't speak that way. And so if we can just get up and be ourselves, they appreciate it. Again, I'm not going to imply this is a random, I'll just get up and stand. Speakers and humorists work very hard at their crafts, but when we're on stage, I think that if we're successful, we sound as though we're casual and maybe just thought of what we were going to say.
Well, the art of being yourself in front of a whole bunch of people is not exactly mastered by everyone. Even just being yourself in front of one person sometimes can be extremely difficult. So I think people are amazed by the fact that you can just be there and be who you are, because who you are is pretty big.
Well, thank you. I'm certainly having a good time. I'm almost 69 years old. Now, if you saw me, you're supposed to gasp in disbelief and say I don't look like it, but I do.
I missed my opportunity to do
that.
Yeah,
it's a whole new arena. I don't give up the day job. Professional speaking is what I do. I don't tell jokes, and therefore interacting with people always gives me an opportunity to find material, not material that would be directed at them, but to hear a funny line or to hear a funny quip and be able to jot it down and think later, could this fit into this story or this? So traveling, if I'm at a banquet, instead of letting people say to me all the time, how did you get into speaking, and then I spend the banquet at the head table explaining that to somebody, I quickly try to go in the other direction and say, how long have you been coming to this convention? I bet you've seen some funny stuff happen, and they'll tell it to you. Let them talk, and I get material.
What do you think is the best thing about being able to step in front of a crowd of people and talk to them and have them laugh at you,
well,
with you?
You know, I know I'm not saving the world, but I make a lot of people forget their problems for a little while. I maybe send them out with a fresh approach for how they can look at life. A lot of people are hurting, especially right now. And my philosophy is we're all going to hurt it sometime. We're all going in a circle. And when you're not in that crunch time of your life, you need to help the people who are, and it all rolls around and somebody will help you when they can come in and really laugh hard and not be offended for a long time. When it's over, it's almost as though, wow, I really needed that. Remember, there was an old commercial, thanks, I needed that. And they say that. So it makes me feel really good to see their eyes light up and they realize. And, of course, when they're at a convention and they think it's going to be a dull speaker and you start speaking and they realize it's not, it's a wonderful reaction to watch them change directions and shift weight and say, hey, this is going to be better than I thought it was. And I feel very fortunate to get to do this and even still be doing it at my age, actually probably busier, and I've always been busy, but busier than I've ever been.
And that was Jeannie Robertson. The humorist and speaker will be at Lake Junaluska's Stewart Auditorium at 7 p.m. this Thursday. For tickets, visit ticketfly.com or call 828-356-2833. The show is a fundraiser for the Jackson Haywood Volunteer Center and the United Way with Dolly Parton's Imagination Library Program. For WNCW, I'm Stina Sieg.